Welcome to the SCC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the early church in the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters.
Tuesday, the 10th of September. Hi, everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. We continue today in our reflections in Acts, as this week we're hearing again the story of how the early church began and developed, how a group of ordinary people like you and me became disciples, apprentices of Jesus, and how they began a movement of love that changed the world. Today's reading is Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, and I'm going to read it now, just two verses rather than after the prayer. Here it is. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." A reflection for today. Verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." The Christian life is one of blessing and battle. We hear that a lot at STC. The Christian life is one of observation and witness. In other words, we see and hear what Jesus did, and then we do what he did and say what he said. The Christian life is one of invitation and challenge. Jesus invites us to be with him, to walk with him, to receive from him all the blessings of heaven. However, he then always offers us this challenge to go and do likewise, to pass the blessing on. The Christian faith is a giveaway faith. Someone once said that the church is the only organization that exists primarily for those outside the organization. Acts tells us of the birth and growth of the church, and here, right at the beginning of this new church, is this truth. Remember, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The invitation is there to receive the miraculous power, the power from on high, the power of heaven. And then comes the challenge. You will be my witnesses. A witness tells their story, no matter what the cost. Indeed, the word used for witness in today's reading is the Greek word martyr, from which we get the English word martyr. Someone who is willing to count the cost and stand up for what they believe. In essence, to simply tell their story. So, what is your God story? How did you come to accept Jesus into your life? Who were the people who introduced you to Jesus? What difference has your faith in Jesus made to your life day by day? Do those around you notice the difference in you? What about your church community, your cell and cluster here at SDC? How is the goodness of God impacting you and your church community? You see, the theme of witness runs throughout Acts. Before the power from on high was poured upon them, they were still the church behind closed doors. When the power of heaven came, they were filled with joy and hope. Then they became the church on the streets. You see, the power of God is not just for church services. In fact, when you look around the church in our nation, it's not even for church services. Thankfully, we see the power of God in many churches, and especially in STC. But it's not just for church services, it's for the streets. That we may witness to our friends and family and neighbours and colleagues that God is real, that God is good, and that God has a purpose for every life. The Holy Spirit comes to empower us, to fill us not just the spiritual parts of our lives, but for every part of our lives. Everything we have comes from God. The Holy Spirit works in our lives to bring us closer to Jesus every day, one small step at a time. And to become more like him in thought, word, and deed, one small step at a time every day. That's why these podcasts are so important. You and I are Jesus to our world. We are his witnesses. There is no other plan. Over these next weeks at our Sunday gatherings and in the Grow Project modules, we will hear the word witness many times over. Jesus calls us and equips us to be his witnesses. Now, we may not think we can do this. Many of us will feel like that. I often feel like that. But here's the important truth that I've learnt over many years. Jesus knows we can do this with his guidance and with his power. So let's trust him and let's see what happens. Now, I think that's really exciting. Here's a prayer for the day. Lord, thank you that your Holy Spirit now lives in me. Thank you that every day you invite me into your presence to be loved and blessed and encouraged, and then to be sent out into that day as your witness. Show me, Lord, how I can be a blessing to others today and the days to come, to be a witness of your love and kindness to those around me. Amen.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. Turn my darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to fly. So I now will praise you as long as I live, as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, I'll never be shaken.